So I'm estimating that probably not many people in the community know who Flynn is, and it's sort of interesting how you can. He probably wouldn't consider this his greatest contribution, but his work lives on in almost every paper on parallel computing because of this classification that he gave of computers into four architectures, where essentially he noted the computers consisted of CPUs which interpreted instructions and then did work on data. And so when you were looking at parallelism, you can either have parallelism at the instruction level, or parallelism at the data level. So as we have a binary choice at each of two issues, memory or CPU, we get four categories. We have the classical sequential computer, which is single instruction, single data. So I think, to be fair, we have to interpret the word single as a few, because certainly a modern microprocessor can do, actually has multiple functional units and can do several operations per clock cycle. But it doesn't have any scaling to that, so it can just do a few. So I think you should replace S by F in this classification for a few. And you can certainly have, I say, multiple banks, which are essentially a few data streams. All right, so this is the classical von Neumann architecture where everything is single. So now we can, the first thing we can do is keep a single data source and have a bunch of instructions munching on it. Well, in some sense, that is quite, I mean, well, actually, you rarely have that, because even if you have a shared memory computer, with, say, like in Java, with multiple threads running, those threads are each effectively have a separate data stream going into them. So you rarely have a single stream of data and multiple functions running in parallel. That's not a very, there are not many applications that fit that particular model. So that basically is a dead category. So as far as I know, there are no serious entries here. The next category, which was the earliest parallel machines, such as the ILIAC machine, those are single instruction, multiple data. So now you have lots of sources of data. Each stream of data has the same operation applied to it. So people usually consider vector supercomputers as having a SIMD floating point unit. Because classical vector unit is doing the same operation, namely vector arithmetic, on several different data streams as they stream in a pipeline through the floating point unit. This is not a scaling parallelism, because you only get a parallelism effectively equal to the number of stages in your floating point unit. It certainly is a form of parallelism. But there are several SIMD machines, such as the mass bar downstairs and some of the first few machines from Thinking Machines. And the dominant parallel computer is multiple instructions and multiple data. And although it's not, I guess, implied by the name, in any implementation there's roughly a one-to-one match between the instruction stream and the data streams. So that the MIMD machine is just built out of separate SISD computers where you multiply the instruction stream because each node has a separate instruction stream, and you multiply the data stream because each node accesses its own data. So that's why they're MIMD. this classification makes it rather clear why Cindy might have a problem. The reason why Cindy has a problem is sort of trivially a special case of Mindy. Namely, I can always, if I have a program running on a Cindy machine, at least in principle, I can always run it on a Mindy machine by just replicating the instruction stream. So Mindy machines can always run Cindy algorithms. And although that sounds a trivial remark, it is the central reason why Cindy machines aren't popular any longer. It's because when we started this, the amount of hardware necessary to implement the multiple instruction capability was a lot. And so a Cindy machine, which economized by having a single broadcast instruction stream, was able to produce, if you like, a more cost-effective solution than these complex Mindy machines with separate instruction streams associated with each data bank, memory bank. That is no longer true. Today, with except for very special examples, you can, Cindy machines have no significant cost advantage. I've already remarked on most computers, the cost of the CPU is a negligible component of the computer. It's a 5-10% type cost if you measure it in terms of silicon or stuff like that. So, that's the fundamental. So, anyway, so this classification covers the so-called synchronization or control structure.